Thank you very much. So for the from the global burden of disease, maybe, the number one is cardiovascular disease. Number two is respiratory infection. Number three is NTDs and malaria. Number four. So these cancers, you have breast, cervical cancers, prostate cancers, and even childhood cancers. All of them have been grouped together, and they are the number four, the top four cause of death for us in Ghana. Then you have the maternal and natal death. Number six is HIV and AIDS. Number seven is diabetes and chronic kidney disease. So the complication is actually appearing in number seven. It's not just the diabetes as well. Number eight, you have the digestive diseases. Number nine, enteric infections. And then other NCDs as well. For the other NCDs, you have things for us like sickle cell, things for us like mental health issues, substance abuse, amongst others. And right after the number 10, number 11 is transport injuries, which are also considered non-communicable disease. So our road traffic accidents are causing a lot of harm for us as a country, and the other conditions follow accordingly.
You know, this is quite alarming because, Dr. Voribuedu, very, very alarming. And you, you know, I know Dr. Kome is focused more on the public health and epidemiology space, but you're a clinician, so you're seeing people presenting. At what stages are some of these non-communicable diseases being presented for treatment? Dr. Furibredo, do we still have you? Oh, yes, we do.
Hello?
Yes, so I was wondering that from a clinician's perspective, at what stage are some of these non-communicable diseases being brought to the attention of the hospital? I mean, as for vehicular and transportation injuries, those we know they're emergencies, so they'll happen immediately. It happened. But some of these things that never really show symptoms, at what stages are you getting to see them presented?
All right, thank you very much. You know, from what Dr. Kome just talked about, our disease treatment cycle goes through five stages. So if you want to manage every condition, the first stage for the management will start from prevention. So there are a lot of ongoing activities, and that's what Dr. Kome mentioned. If you want to prevent them, you have to change our diet, you have to exercise. So that's the first step. The second step is about health promotion, where we do preventive care and then promotion, where people are told what to do, what to put.
All right, Dr. Furibuedu, I think